2012 has been an incredible year in Oxfordshire. From gold medals to royal visits, it's been a year of truly amazing stories. All brought to you by one radio station. This is Radio for Oxfordshire.
You're so focused. As soon as you hit the water, you know what you're doing and you just love it.
You know, I know you're pushing as hard as you can, but just give me 1% more on the legs. I know you can do that and you're going to do it now.
We probably have about 4 or 5 of the best horses in the world at the moment in England. And we have also 4 or 5 of the best riders in the world. So we stand a very strong chance.
The drill is this. Wherever the torch is going to be in Oxfordshire, BBC Radio Oxford will be with it. The Olympic torch will arrive in Bicester at 2:45.
Yeah!
And here comes Carly Castle, hometown Banbury, lifts the torch high and prepares to make the changeover, the kiss to Simon Cruden. He gives a kiss on both cheeks to Carly Castle and one on the lips for luck.
The Princess Kate Middleton's coming to our school and we wave flags as well.
I'm going to see her as she comes out, so I'm going to leave work and jog up there.
From the children on up to the adults, we're all very, very excited.
Did I see a glimmer of sunshine poke through the clouds as she arrived in Oxford?
Yeah, there was a little bit.
She was absolutely beautiful, and it's been worth the hour wait we've been here. Absolutely lovely.
450 troops from the Royal Logistic Corps have marched through Oxford.
But it's a recognition from the public of what our soldiers do.
Standing on Broad Street now, just as the band of the Royal Logistic Corps come in to view.
To be back is overwhelming, it's brilliant.
I've just come up to see my son come back from Afghanistan.
So excited. Yeah, really am. I'm getting emotional.
It's just really cool, it's really relaxed. And everyone's having a great time.
The lineup, the people.
Amazing.
It's the first time I'm here. I'm just taking it in.
This is Cornbury.
Mike Scott from the Waterboys, just come off stage.
Yeah, it's a lovely festival to play, and I love 60-minute festival slots. We can get it so concentrated, just squash all the power into the 60 minutes and then detonate. I love that.
Fairport's Cropredy Convention.
Oh, it's always magnificent. It's one of the best festivals around.
Love the place, fell in love with it. The music, the atmosphere.
Chris Difford of Squeeze. What a lovely day you've got for it.
Totally. British, beautiful summer's afternoon in mid-August. It's wonderful.
How a legend, because we have three of them here.
It was so loud, it set all the car alarms off.
Every little thing is gonna be all